Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it's almost like it never happened. And I'm talking about that plunge in Hong Kong markets last May 22 when China's National People's Congress introduced a new security law that sent tremors across the city and raised questions about Hong Kong's political autonomy and status as a global financial hub. But the Hang Seng hasn't just made back those gains. It's now trading cautiously higher than those late May levels. Well, it's an interesting time to look at the Hong Kong market, which has looked as resilient and defiant as always, despite all of these uncertainties. Today, we're joined on Money FM 89.3 by Mr. Kenny Wen, who is a wealth management strategist at Everbright Sun Hung Kai out in Hong Kong, to see if he can give us a better grasp of what's going on out there and across Greater China. Kenny, thank you so much for agreeing to join us, and glad to hear that you're in good health and in good spirits, despite all of these uncertainties. Welcome back to the show. Since we last spoke, it's a bit of an understatement to say that much has happened. China has reopened after seeing COVID-19 cases decline. Hong Kong was also lauded for keeping cases down to a minimum. And then that national security law was introduced, reinvigorating protests on the streets. Yet after a few days of those lopsided losses, the Hang Seng seems to have found its stride and recovered significant ground and also threatening to make even more gains and go past those May levels. Why do you think there's been such a defiant spirit for markets and especially stocks out in Hong Kong despite these changes?
As investors believe that the worst may be behind us, I mean, they expect the negative impact from coronavirus may be over or at least started to fade out. So, and also with government support over the world, US, China and Hong Kong. So I think market sentiment improved significantly. That even though Hong Kong stock sharply rebounded since mid of March, but if you compare with US stocks, actually we are lagging behind, including these few days rally. I think this is mainly driven by worry over US and China relations. And you mentioned about the local protest and national security law. I still think that, as I mentioned in the previous few times, domestic factors will not have much impact on Hang Seng Index. So the key or the real question will be how the issues affecting US-China relations. This will be, I think, will be one of the key factors which we need to closely monitor, and it will drive the market movement in the second half of this year.
So we're seeing that the Hang Seng today, Kenny, is just slightly in the red. It's just a little bit there, and it's swinging between gains and losses. There, and as you mentioned, there are still a lot of headwinds remaining for Hong Kong despite its recent defiant run or recovery. Do you think we're close to the next resistance level, and where might this be?
Yeah, my answer is yes, we are close to the next resistance. I think for short term or for now, Hang Seng Index may be traded at around 23,800 to 24,600. Even for little bit longer term, the trading range may be 23,000 to 25,000. Given global economy may only gradually improve, and frankly speaking, highly uncertain on US and China relations over Taiwan, Hong Kong, and other issues. I suggest not to be too aggressive for coming few weeks, especially the market may be just range trading. But of course, if you focus on different sectors, some of the sectors may outperform. For example, in the previous few times, we recommend China property management company. They performed so well, even though now their valuation is a little bit higher. But I do think that we should focus on different sectors, but not the general market.
We're still speaking to Mr. Kenny Wen, who's a wealth manager strategist at Everbright Sun Hung Kai, to talk about Hong Kong, the outlook for Hong Kong and their financial markets here in Money FM 89.3. Kenny, let's stay on that topic right there, the property markets in Hong Kong. Maybe there is some upside, but then they are starting to show some cracks also. We have heard that a lot of buyers have started to shy away from Hong Kong property. There's been a decline or a dip in property prices because of a lack of demand. Also, some of these lackluster auctions of land out in Hong Kong. Well, can you elaborate more on what your outlook is for the property market and whether the mighty property market in Hong Kong will start to run into some of their biggest challenges in recent times and lead to a correction?
Okay. Regarding property market, I would take a neutral stand on it, meaning I'm not very bullish or bearish because those positive structural factors didn't change, including not enough property supply and no interest rate. Without what we call black swan, I think property price will be supported. And technically, compared with 1997, now many property owners already pay back their mortgage. they are no rush to sell their houses, even though property price dropped, and we see rigid demand in the market. Whenever price drops, people will bargain hunting. So I think there are support factors for the property market. However, with rising unemployment rate and local social issues, I don't see another round rally. So I expect maybe further consolidation in property prices in coming few months.
So another sector that seems to be called into question lately also, especially with regards to the recent protests and the national security law, Kenny, is the banking space also. Now, the U.S. has stopped short of removing Hong Kong's special status, but there's a possible risk scenario. We also have heard from HSBC and Standard Chartered. They've thrown their weight and supporting the national security law out in Hong Kong. What are all these uncertainties going to do, or how is this going to affect the picture for both HSBC and Standard Chartered, given they derive so much of their revenues from Hong Kong, both as a market and also as an operations base and launchpad to the rest of Asia?
Yeah, it is one of the risk factors. However, in this moment, we don't know the detailed measures will be executed by U.S., so we are not able to quantify the impact. Our bottom line is U.S. will not use those what we call nuclear options, say affecting the linked exchange rate system of Hong Kong dollar. In this case, I think the impact over the Hong Kong economy and different sectors will be manageable. Regarding the impact on banks, frankly speaking, with low interest rate and economic recession in Hong Kong, their revenue already under pressure. So put it in another way, if having the national security law and Hong Kong political situation can be stabilized, it should be a long-term positive factor on over Hong Kong and also the banking sectors.
Will that also apply to, say, some of the mainland Chinese banks that are listed out in Hong Kong, the H shares, for instance, of the likes of Construction Bank and ICBC, or are they all facing similar risks pretty much across the board, whether they be British banks listed in Hong Kong or local banks or banks from the mainland?
Yes, I think so, because they are all driven by the global economy and the global monetary policy. So they are listed in Hong Kong, so I will say they will be benefit. They all will be benefit from the law.
We're still speaking to Mr. Kenny Wen. He's the wealth management strategist at Everbright Sun Hung Kai here on Market View on Money FM 89.3 about Hong Kong. So despite all of these uncertainties and headwinds, the Hong Kong exchange itself, though, Kenny, has still seen some momentum in terms of listings. You know, that steady number of Chinese firms, we've heard NetEase has just opened their books actually to that secondary listing. And there's also the revisions of the Hang Seng's rules that might see tech firms like Alibaba and Xiaomi added. As a strategist who is covering these markets, how are you viewing all of these developments, and is this going to provide some excitement and even some upside for Hong Kong, do you think?
Yes. Among what we call ATMX, now only Hang Seng being included in Hang Seng Index. With the revision of Hang Seng Index, I think Alibaba will be added this year, given its market cap and daily turnover. And I think it will attract more Chinese firms to come to Hong Kong for the secondary listing. Of course, the change of U.S. and China relations is another push factor for them to come to Hong Kong, frankly speaking. And I think this will have a long-term impact on Hong Kong stock market. First of all, with more large new economy stocks to be listed in Hong Kong and being able to enter into Hang Seng Index, it can increase our trading volume, and Hang Seng Index in future will have better momentum. This is good news for investors.
The thing about the Hang Seng, though, is there are worries that if Hong Kong starts to feel some headwinds or economic headwinds, they might lose their status, especially with regards to some companies that might choose to say list in the mainland. But again, on the flip side, Kenny, we are seeing that there's still a lot of firms from mainland China that are choosing to try their luck in Hong Kong. Is this a vote of confidence from global markets and mainland Chinese authorities that they want Hong Kong to stay and maintain at least a significant portion of their status as a global trading hub?
Yeah, I think the Hang Seng Index represent the Hong Kong stock market. Frankly speaking, now I see Chinese firm is talking about more than 50% of the trading volume and the market cap. So including those what we call ATMX can make the index more representative. So it is a good move for us. And regarding the investment outlook, we say for Hong Kong equities, we just have a second half target for 26,500. And we believe the Hang Seng Index already reached the year high and low in the first half of 2020. So in the coming few months, it's just a range trading scenario. But for the Hong Kong listed company, I think it's more good news is coming.
So is this a time to perhaps just shy away from Hong Kong markets, do you think? Or is it a time to actually come in and maybe position ourselves for possible upside, maybe down the road, maybe 1 to 2 years forward facing?
Yeah, I think it's good because given the global liquidity is still okay, and I think the Hang Seng Index or the Hong Kong stock market is still at a relatively low level in terms of the PE ratio. So for long-term investors, it's good to buy on dips and target for coming 1 to 2 years to capture the potential rally. And also for listed company, they can come to Hong Kong for secondary listing and enjoy the overall market movement.
Mr. Kenny Wen, wealth management strategist at Everbright Sun Hung Kai in Hong Kong, we thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule today to join us and to talk about the outlook for Hong Kong's markets and to recap all that's happened, all the exciting events that have happened and influenced the market movement there. Stay safe, and we hope that you have a pleasant rest of the day. Have a good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.